This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
7 months after a multiple shooting incident in the Wausau area, community leaders are trying to take steps to keep another similar incident from happening. As Glenn Moberg reports, part of that effort involves a new controversial push to change perceived cultural attitudes in the Hmong community.
On March 22nd, Neng Mai Vang, enraged at a pending divorce, killed four people in a half hour's time.
Her husband's trying to kill her, and her husband's at the bank.
Two bank employees, Karen Barkley and Diane Look, were shot helping Vang's wife escape. Diane's husband, Bob Look, is still trying to make sense of it.
My very best friend, and not a better person I've ever met. There will never be peace of mind.
10 minutes later, Vang shot and killed his wife's attorney, Sarah Court Sand.
Shots fired, officer gone.
20 minutes after that, Everest Metro Police Chief Wally Sparks lost his detective, Jason Weiland.
Since 2006, we've had 8 homicides. 6 of those were committed by Hmong men and were domestic related.
Sparks says some Hmong men are plagued by unfortunate old cultural attitudes.
There were 3 individuals arrested that all referenced the March 22nd shooting, 3 Hmong men who threatened to do the exact same thing. When you have 3 people stepping forward and all basically blaming the wife for the killing of 4 innocent people in this community, there's some mindset that needs to be changed.
Cam Tong Yang, former board president of Wausau's Hmong American Center, disputes Chief Sparks' use of statistics.
It's offensive when other ethnic groups point fingers at our cultures. There's over 7,000 Hmong residents in the Wausau area, and those 6 individuals do not reflect our community.
Yang calls them bad apples.
I am angry at those people who commit these crimes and make poor decisions, and it reflects badly on myself and a lot of good Hmong men out there. We love our wives. They are our foundation.
But there are some in the Hmong community who think old cultural attitudes can be a problem.
Anybody helps the victim, they are being blamed.
Mao Kang is a high-ranking Hmong leader in Wisconsin. She also works at the Women's Community, Wausau's domestic violence shelter.
And domestic violence in the Hmong community is silence. You can't say anything. You can't tell anybody. If you do and anybody try to help you, then somebody's trying to break the marriage.
Kang says while most Hmong men were ashamed, some praised Neng Mai Vang for his murderous rampage.
There's some men that still call him heroes because he has, you know, killed people that's helping victims.
In 2009, before he died, a revered Hmong leader, General Vang Pao, came to Wausau to lecture Hmong clan leaders after a series of domestic violence incidents.
The husband has to respect the wife as he respects himself. Do your best to be a role model. I'm telling you today to stop.
Following his visit, local Hmong leaders put General Pao's message in a handbook calling for equal treatment for women. Chief Sparks says there is a new effort to get the handbook translated so its message takes hold.
What we're really looking for is male leadership within the Hmong community to step up like General Vang Pao did and say, this is wrong.
Cam Tong Yang says he is willing to step forward.
When we see a couple, a husband and wife, where one is abusing the other, we need to stand up for that. We shouldn't hide any of that.
Bob Look says he doesn't blame the Hmong culture for the death of his wife, Diane. He says he is still good friends with the Hmong woman that Neng Mai Vang was stalking and Diane was trying to protect.
In no way, shape, or form do I hold the Hmong community responsible or blame them for the incident. This was one individual, a greedy, selfish individual who created this mess.
Glenn Moberg, Wisconsin Public Radio News.